Aaron Rodgers is progressing. Had a hip in his hop today. We'll have evaluation Wednesday morning by Dr. McKenzie, and then we'll set a plan for the week.
As of now, still have the same plan to.
We don't have a plan. We're going to meet Wednesday morning with Dr. McKenzie and evaluate, you know, how we move forward. So he's getting better.
How much does Dallas' defense, or if at all, do they look different compared to the group that you saw last year?
Oh, I think they're clearly playing better this year than they were last year. I think it's, you know, more time in the system. Very, very detailed, very disciplined in what they're. What they're doing on each and every snap, and the thing that jumps off the video at you is their pursuit, the way they rally the ball. So this will be a big test for us.
Mike, so the game ends last night. How quickly do you guys snap into action? I mean, do you want to work last night? Do you wait until you come in today?
Well, we went right at it last night. We came in as a staff at 3 o'clock, watched the game, and then started game planning immediately after. I had the players in here today and wanted to make sure that, you know, we gave them something. So we started the installation process today, and, you know, we wanted to get a jump on the Cowboys.
Did you maybe, I guess maybe you could have maybe predicted that maybe Dallas would win that game, that'd be what you face. I was wondering if maybe you kind of jump start ahead of time, maybe just playing the odds a bit with Dallas, or just kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be prepared. I mean, the goal, you know, the schedule we set as a coaching staff was to get into the game plan immediately after the game. So when the game concluded, we were ready for Dallas and Carolina. So we had both. All the preliminary game planning was completed before the game started for Carolina and Dallas. So once the game was complete, I think the video got here last night from, you know, a little after 9, the coach's video of the game. So we were able to get the install, you know, segment done last night and this morning and give it to the players at 12:30.
Like, that all comes electronically nowadays, right?
I'm not sure. I'd say digitally, if that's electronic.
Yeah.
I'm not rehearsed in those specifics of the video.
Just when department. You started, you probably had to wait for, like, the FedEx team, right?
Yeah, you had to go down to the bus station and pick it up.
Yeah. Like, when you told us, I can't remember the off-season, but you don't make a whole lot of big pronouncements, and you did say that we could write it down in big letters that your defense was going to be better. What made you as confident as you were when you said that, and how do you think that defense has matched up to what you were expecting when you said?
Well, I think we've clearly reached that, you know, that target the last 8 weeks of the season. What gave me the confidence to say back then was, you know, clearly the players and really the path. You know, we felt that we had the right plan for using our players, you know, being a little more creative, playing more, you know, personnel packages, not trying to lock into 11, 12, or 13 players. So I just think the way, you know, you practice in April, May, and June, and then the way you practice in training camp, if you're still doing the same things in the second half of the season, that's a good plan. So I think that's what you're seeing with our defense. Excellent. The Dallas Cowboys run game is excellent. Murray is a big time back. He's definitely a, you know, difference maker. That was, you know, anytime you see a player for the first time live, you know, they leave an impression on you. And I was very, very impressed with him last year playing down there in Dallas. So he'll definitely be a focal point for us.
Last few years, do you use that as motivation at all, or do you just kind of try to put that in the background?
Tom, I forgot all about him. I don't know why you brought him up, but
sorry,
that's all right. But I don't think about it. We played. Yeah, last year was a tough loss. I mean, but to me, that's what the off season's for. This is a different team. This is a different opportunity. We're playing a different, you know, type of team. So, you know, the fact of the matter, I think you just have to stay true to, you know, who you are, what got us here. You know, we're not going to make a bunch of changes this week, and you know, we are very confident that we're going to go out and play very well Sunday and be successful.
Mike, you know how hard it is to just win one game on the road in this league. For Dallas to go 8-0 is pretty rare on the road. What makes them so successful what is it about them that carries to the road so well?
Well, I tell you, you know, the thing to me that I've been real impressed with, you know, I think was very evident in the Detroit game is, you know, they're down 14-0, and they just did keep battling. I mean, they had a lot of big plays go against them. So, you know, they have that, you know, that mental toughness to just keep going. You don't win 8 games on the road without that. That's for sure. So, this will be a big challenge. And but yeah, it's definitely something that definitely jumps off, you know, of the stat sheet when you see the 8 wins on the road.
Mike, speaking of stat sheets, Tony Romo said such a good year statistically. Is he a lot different player when you talk about impressions watching him than he was in the past or not?
Well, I just think that, you know, this. I've always felt Tony's an excellent player. I think Tony, his ability to get in and out of plays, command the whole offensive line of scrimmage, you know, and the run-pass balance helps any quarterback. But, you know, he still has that unique ability to extend plays. He sees the field very well. He's very instinctive, has excellent awareness. So, I mean, he's a dangerous player.
Mike, you given any thought to where you were when the Ice Bowl was played?
Well, I mean, I'm sure I was in Pittsburgh, 4 years old, but I can't tell you exactly what I was doing.
I was just curious.
Yeah. To call home.
Some of the players said you talked about that today. What kind of
Well, it's kind of a joke in our team meeting room. Anytime there's something that's happened a long time ago, I'll just say, you know, none of us were born, and then everybody go, well, what about Dom? You know, so that's, I was just trying to get another, what about Dom? You know, and it worked. So.
You know, special teams wise, is it possible to get that unit? I don't want to say turn around, which you've obviously done some good things there, but the consistency that you're looking for, is it possible to get that accomplished?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that the things that have gone wrong on special teams, you know, first you look at the protection, you know, those are more technical, fundamental problems. So we had, you know, padded practice Saturday and had a chance to go live, you know, they're, you know, full speed as far as the protection, and we made some adjustments. I like the way that looks, so feel confident with that moving forward. You know, Tim Maste, you know, punting, and you know, Tim's been an excellent punter for us for a long time. So just getting coordinated between the, you know, the ball placement and the punting, and you know, the ability that, you know, hopefully he doesn't have to punt a whole lot, and then when he does, he's got to be ready. So I mean, you know, some of those things we've addressed. You know, actually Sean and Tim went down and worked, you know, exclusively today to get some extra work in. So, you know, all the things that we need to improve on, we've addressed. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about confidence. I think special teams will factor in the outcome of this game.
Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Will you go pads this week?
Yes.
Speaking of special teams, what changes or improvements have you seen from Micah Hyde recently?
Well, Micah just needs opportunities. I mean, when Micah gets opportunities, he makes plays. I mean, that's something that – That's always been my impression of him. You know, the fact of the matter, it's winter football up here, so the return game is obviously very important. You get more opportunities this time of year, hopefully. So, you know, we'll see what their plan is, you know, come Sunday. But I think it's just more him getting opportunities.
He said that he didn't think Aaron practiced hardly at all for the next month and played well during that stretch. What did you find out about him during that period? Because that was his first year as a starter. And B, how much better is he now that maybe if you have to go again with limited reps, he'll be able to be?
Well, I'll say this. The 08 Atlanta game to me was a big hurdle for Aaron, and it's a big hurdle for, you know, a head coach when you go through that for the first time with your quarterback. I can clearly remember, you know, we went down to the Hudson Center the morning of the game and tried out a different, you know, harness that he was going to wear, and went through this, you know, the big workout. And Aaron and I still kind of laugh about it. And I says, well, hey, I won't call any deep throws until I know you're comfortable, you know, throwing a ball. And then, shoot, early in the game, we had a third one, and it was a shot play, and I called it a deep post, and he went back. You know, and he kind of looked at me when I called it. Then when I called it, I thought, oh, I forgot what I told him earlier in the day. And he went back and ripped it. It was a big play. And then I think I gave him the confidence, and he went clear ceiling. But to be able to play through that, because I don't think any of us thought he was going to play And he really pushed himself to get back on the field. That was a big moment, not only for him, but for our football team. And that's what you see from him, since then. So it's an experience you can draw from. I think he's learned to play with different things throughout his career. And he's just very smart about it.
He's just so big on preparation. I suppose it's mostly mental, but still, it is a challenge for him not to get as. He's probably not going to get as many reps as he would prefer.
It's a big challenge for Aaron. I think Aaron was brought up the right way. He likes to practice. I mean, he enjoys the competition of practice. You know, Brett was the same way. And as a head coach, your quarterback has a responsibility of practice, because to me, the head coach and the quarterback control the tempo and the energy of practice. So when you have your star quarterback out there competing, at a very high level every single day and competing at everything, it makes the whole practice environment better. So, and then with that, that's what he's used to. He doesn't miss practice. So, and I know he wants to practice, but we need to be smart, and Dr. McKenzie and Aaron and the rest of the staff, we'll talk it through and make an educated decision.
Mike, is there concern, though, that if he's not able to take as many reps, that the timing of the offense is affected, or are we far enough along that that's not affected?
I mean, I'm not concerned. I mean, look at the way he played in the second half of the Detroit game. So, he's learned to play through different situations. I mean, he has continuity with his teammates. So, I think you got to be in tune with that. But, the way he progressed, he's a quick healer. I mean, he jumped out there last week and, was playing, normal football there until the injury. So I think he'll be in pretty good shape come Sunday.